This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori, Vuori.com/Spotify.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Do you want to know what my week's been dominated with?
Go for it.
Queuing. Traffic queues all week. And queuing up for an hour outside a shop in Soho. And then, to top it all off, mucking up my phone number for this podcast and putting a stranger's number on my Instagram. So all in all, actually, the week's been a little bit. I've had a few faux pas, shall we say. I'd like to start by talking about the traffic.
I've had to do a voice note. I'm on the A1 and I just have to remind myself of how angry I am. Because I sit in the right lane to get off the A1. There's traffic lights at the moment, and there's thousands of cars coming in from the second lane cutting me up, and it's not fair. Please, can everybody stop doing it and just get in the right lane? I was half hour late for work the other day, if not more, and that is unheard of me. I'm never, ever late. I was late. I kept people waiting around because of these fucking idiots cutting in. Just who cuts in and who sits in the right lane? Let me know.
I am never, ever late for anything. I've said it before and I will keep saying it. I think lateness is such a rude thing. And I was 45 minutes late for EastEnders on Friday due to a traffic jam on the A1. It was 10 past 7 in the morning. Came off the M25, got on the A1. I was thinking, I'm going to be at least 45 minutes early. I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to get myself a bacon bap. As I go along, suddenly loads and loads of traffic. I think, oh, what's gone on here? It looks like an accident. For every lane filled. I thought, here we go. So I sat there and sat there and sat there. And then the police car went by and I thought, yeah, definite accident. Got into the slow lane where you come off on the slip road on the A1, right? You've got to come off. I never, ever, ever go along next to a slip road in the middle lane or the fast lane and cut in. Right? We've got it where we live up here. Right? On the A414. I cannot abide it when I'm sat in that queue for 10 to 12 minutes and I'm seeing, and I know, I can see their faces. I can pick the cars. I can actually pick the people in them where I look round into that middle lane and I think, you ain't going that way. You are going my way. But you're an arsehole. So anyway, I'm stuck on the A1. I'm going, it's 10 past 7, 20 past 7. Genuinely, all the way around. I then phone work. I'm like, I'm really sorry, I'm stuck in a hell of a lot of traffic here. I'm not sure what the problem is. I'm really sorry, I'll keep updating you. Get to work, rush around, obviously, apologise to every crew member because that's what, and everybody knows that there's been a problem because I'm not a late person. And everyone's laughing at me. Nah, we all cut in. We were here on time. And I thought, are you having a laugh? Nah, nah, we just cut in. We cut in all the time if there's traffic. I'm like, I can't do that.
I definitely would have cut in. 100%.
By the way, this is Ellie, my niece. But Els, you, with all due respect, you cut in when you're not late for something. Or do you?
No,
is that,
no.
Is that an always?
No, if I'm with Jack, I'm cutting in. Because he wouldn't have it. He wouldn't wait. No matter where we're going, what we're doing,
but
he would cut in.
What do you mean he wouldn't wait?
He cuts in all the time. That bit on the A414, I do tend to cut in.
No, you don't.
But then everyone else does it, so it annoys me. But then what's funny...
But hang on a minute. That thought, well, everyone else is doing it, so why can't I?
No, I know.
You can't live life like that.
However, if I decide one day I'm going to be a good citizen and I sit in the other lane...
You get so aggravated with the other people.
And then I will not let them in. But then I sometimes do that. But I won't let them in. I will be right... up in the
car
so they can't get in. It infuriates me if people do it to me, but I can't say that I've not done it.
Emma?
I'm still too much of a nervous driver to cut in, I think. Because I just, the concept of having to squeeze and I just...
And then you've got someone angry there.
Oh, I just...
I think that's my problem. I think it's rude to do it.
Yeah, no, it's awful.
And it's so rude. This morning, what I didn't tell you, there wasn't an accident. There is a three-way traffic light as you come off on the slip road, right there as you come off. So I've had this every day this week, this dilemma. I've left extra early. So Tuesday I went in. I cut in.
Wow.
I did it.
And she lived to tell the tale. How do you feel?
Honestly, it was the most... But I thought, what am I going to do?
How many times have I said, cut in? Like, if we're on the A4, I was like, cut
can't
in.
Do
she
it.
Won't do
I
it.
I won't do it. But I was so devastated at being late for work that I just thought, no, I've got to cut
did
in.
You, and what happened?
Well, I've also got the added paranoia that people recognise me. And I don't want people to go, that Natalie Cassidy, that Sonia from EastEnders, she cut in, she thinks she's all that, she thinks she's better than all of us, which is not me. So I whizzed in and I my heart was pounding. But I did it.
Well done.
But this morning I sat in it. But it was like a middle. This morning was a middle.
Why did you sit in it though? You've done it once, do it again.
But it was a bit busy this morning. There's a lot of traffic going on. I thought I can't cut in, I can't do a double cut in. So anyway... That's what's been going on. Queues and queues of traffic. I was mortified. I was late for work. Then I've been early for work as usual, thank goodness. Monday comes, get the train. My Eliza's off school. She was quite naughty on Friday. Won't go into it, but really not very nice. Been told off. I said, and I phoned her up. Phoned Elia. I said, she ain't having nothing, right? She's having nothing. Everything's going. Taking all the makeup away. The phone's gone.
Remote control.
Remote control from bedroom. We need to reset. It wasn't even about a punishment in a way. It was more about let's reset because you're a little girl and you think you're an adult. Mm. And this is what you get with the teenage years. Anyway, by the by, Monday comes. I don't feel very well. Didn't feel well all weekend then, you know.
No.
Definitely had something coming on. Anyway, Monday comes, get the train, go and do my other podcast. Off we go. Me and Eliza got an hour or so before the cab comes to pick me up. We have a wander around Soho. She says, oh, mummy, there's a Stussy shop near here. I said, is there, darling? I mean, Stussy to me is from the 90s, surfers stuff. It's such an old shop. I'm thinking, really? Do you remember Stussy?
No.
No.
I know it from now.
But I know Stussy from years ago. It's a 90, early 90s. I'm sure I'm right. Let me know, people. Drop me a line, will you? On 07788 2019 19. Just get the number right. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Honestly. So anyway, I said, okay, darling, we'll have a look where the Stussy shop is. Have a little wander around. It's right next to where we're recording the podcast, so she's super lucky. I don't feel well. Come around the corner. It's like a sea of people. There's a barrier. I'm thinking, what's going on here? Walk up to the shop. I'm passing all these people, just walking past them. You're right. Get to the door. There's a bouncer on the Stussy door.
Go and join the queue.
Okay. I'm thinking, queue for a shop. What's going on in there? There's a giant bowling ball in the window, which is quite nice. But I'm thinking, are people really just queuing up for like an Instagram photo of a giant bowling ball? I bet it was
probably,
that.
Yeah. I bet you.
You have a little look.
Eliza has made me queue up.
Not made you.
Outside Stassi for 45 minutes, and I don't understand why there's a queue for a shop.
So anyway, we queue up. Really quite a large queue. It's quite chilly as well. But I thought, you know what? I'm a bit tired. I'd actually rather stand in this queue with Eliza than walk round. That's lazy, isn't it? That's lazy, isn't it? But I just thought, I'm cold. I didn't have enough clothes on. I went out Monday in a thin raincoat and I was freezing cold. I got on the train. This weather is tricking you, right? You're getting up in the morning. It looks like a beautiful day. I had a T-shirt, quite a thick T-shirt, albeit, and a thin raincoat. I was bloody frozen. So I thought, oh, I don't want to walk around.
I'll just stand still for
I
an
know,
hour.
But I did. I just was shuffle. Tired. I was tired. I just thought, no, let's just
Why
stand
Why didn't you go
here.
To a little coffee shop?
I just didn't. I just, really, I wasn't myself. I'd been out, hadn't I, to a charity ball on the Sunday night, so I was severely hungover, if the truth be told.
She was really unwell all weekend, but she went out Sunday and was hungover.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I just felt awful. So anyway, we stood in this queue. We were there for about an hour. Because I said, now you've got 8 minutes. You've got to go in now, like Dale Winton, and do a supermarket sweep because, mate, our cab's coming, darling. So wow. We've gone in the shop and I'm thinking, what is this? I don't get it. And genuinely, maybe I'm naive, I thought is... I don't know. Is there a band in the shop? Is something going on within the shop? Is there a promotion? Are they handing out free water bottles that are usually 40 quid? Like, you just don't know. Nothing.
Would you have queued for a shop for yourself? Let's say, like...
What for?
A brand that you loved were doing...
A freebie?
No.
Oh.
So let's say Diptyque.
Yeah.
They had like a bit of a limited edition candle... Would you queue for an hour to buy it?
If I really wanted, I mean...
You are the most impatient person I've ever met. You would not queue. We could be in Selfridges and have to go to... We could be on the top floor and you could say, oh, I forgot to get that thing.
Yeah.
And I say, well, it's only down two floors. Let's go and get it. And you'll say, no, don't worry, I'll order it. You've done that before. There is no way that you would queue.
Do you reckon?
I don't think you would.
Well, in a hungover state on a Monday morning, I think I'm a cure.
Well, it's interesting, but I'm not sure.
So anyway, she got a hoodie in there purely because it's very, very clever, isn't it, this marketing? Because you're in the shop, you think, well, I'm in here now, I've got to buy something because I've spent an hour outside.
But also, it's a Monday.
Yeah, Monday. You've never seen so many people in your life. Lots of tourists, lots of non-tourists, people taking photos outside the shop.
Is it like a pop-up shop? Is it new?
Maybe.
Is it just open?
Don't know.
I've nothing to report on Instagram, but...
But then I said to Eliza, hard. Eliza, why? And she said it's because people are talking about Stussy and people are wearing it. So it is that thing of a craze, I suppose. But a craze when I was little... was making a paper... Remember the thing with the corners where you used to put blue, yellow and the numbers and you used to go... I don't know how to explain that
for
a podcast.
What were they called? Like fortune telling. They were like... We used to put little fortune
You'd flick up the thing.
Yeah.
Awful for the pod.
What were they called?
Terrible thing to talk about for the pod. But yeah, a craze would be a friendship bracelet or a... Whatever. But nowadays... Or you'd have a Tamagotchi craze, wouldn't you? Do you want a Tamagotchi?
Baby G watches.
There you go.
Which were probably a little bit expensive then.
I know, but now it's a jumper that's 120 quid. Yeah. And it's a lot of money and it's teenagers, young kids in this queue. Younger than Eliza.
I blame the parents.
I know what you're saying. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm right, but they kind of con you into it. You've spent an hour,
that's
you're cold.
That's a whole nother conversation anyway.
Yeah, that's a long conversation.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori, Vuori.com/Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
So anyway, I threw it out there about cues to everybody, all my listeners, and we had some corkers back. How about this one? Hi, Natalie. I once queued up for the first Harry Potter book years ago at Waterstones, sat on the floor for 12 hours to make sure I got a copy when the shop opened. Lols. That's from Harriet. I'm not sure I'd do that. I mean, I love a bookshop. I really do. They're very relaxing and I love a bookshop. But I don't think I would sit on the floor for 12 hours to get a Harry Potter book.
No.
I did for the final book. I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
Just in the high street. It was just outside of W.H. Smith's.
I don't know why I'm saying that because, goodness me, I wish there were a load of 14 and 50-year-olds now sitting in a Waterstones on the floor waiting for a book.
True.
It would make me really happy. Mm.
But they wouldn't now, would they? Because, A, they'd just pre-order it on Amazon and it would be mm-hmm. here
yeah.
on release date.
2007. So I was 17.
Oh.
That's a bit older than I...
Okay.
I think it was just the idea of...
No, the hype
being
of the end.
Part of it.
The end.
Like being and part being there for, like, the drama. Something, and, yeah. Oh, yeah, we all queued. We all slept.
Yeah, but also, like, if you go to the Harry Potter studio now... You know, I wish I would have been around when that first came out.
Mm.
I mean, I was, but I completely missed it. I didn't do it. But you go then, it's magical. Mm. I watch the films with the kids now. Kids haven't read the book. All the films are out.
Yeah.
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not the best.
Yeah, so you know what, Em? Good for you, queuing up.
To be fair, I had a plastic water bottle of vodka that made me very ill.
Well. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, fair dues.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all right. You've redeemed yourself.
Oh, you're to balance it out. Got so unwell.
So you just did an all-nighter and got hammered.
Vicky spent 3 hours outside Smith's Toys Superstore, Barbie Dreamhouse, she was getting. Old Vicky here. But do you know what I found? I'm not going to read them all out. There are so many mums who have done this for toys and queued up outside Toys R Us or Smith's.
It doesn't surprise me.
It is mad. And do you know what that's about? Ain't about the kid. That's about the mum WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Like saying, Prime. Oh, I've got the Barbie Dreamhouse for Christmas, guys. That's what it's about.
Prime. Like, oh, I got the Prime. I queued for 3 hours.
Yay. Now that
blows my mind.
It blew my mind.
And then it was an Aldi a few months later.
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere now.
Tons of it.
Yeah. Loads of it.
But people were queuing in Tesco's at 2 a.m. to wait for the delivery.
Asda's.
To then wake up and go to their child, I've got you Prime, which is horrendous. It's just
Prime,
a sugary, just get a
go
Red
get
Bull.
A Red Bull.
They were selling empty bottles, reselling empty bottles of it. Yeah, they were putting on eBay like 50. I don't know if anyone bought them, but they were like on.
Well, people
online.
Shops were selling it for sort of £15.
Do you know something? Talking of this, I have to say something. I have been known. It was the year that Edgar the Dragon came out for the John Lewis advert.
Oh, yeah.
And all the cuddly toys had sold out. And I went on to wherever and I paid double for one. Well, double for two, so the kids had an Edgar. But that's because I'm a Christmas freak. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cuddly toy. It's not a drink full of rubbish.
I know, but you still should not be paying double over the odds. It's already expensive. It's ridiculous.
It is. It's it ridiculous. Is. But for a drink yeah. for a teenage well, it's boy not or a, girl, it's just crazy.
And it was mostly boys, I think. But again, that's all from the YouTube channels, the Instagram, the pressure, the TikTok, all of that.
We've got a lot of voice messages if you want to hear any of those. I would love as well. Some.
Me and my mum once queued up in a shopping centre because we saw a really long queue for a shop. So we thought it must be a really good shop for that many people to want to go in it. So we said, shall we just queue? Because it's obviously something really good. So we got in the queue, we was in it for about an hour. When we got into the shop, we realised it was just Hollister. There was nothing going on. It was just Hollister. We queued up for an hour. For absolutely no reason. It smelt nice though.
No, I'm really sorry. She didn't know what she was queuing for, the girl.
It smelt nice.
Just ask, what's this queue for?
Well, you're in a queue for an hour and you've not said to the person in front of you or behind you, what's this queue for?
That's real.
Or sent your mum.
Surely you can't stand in a queue for an hour and not know what you're queuing for. That is
hilarious. I get it because you're either one of those people that you see a queue and you think, absolutely not going anywhere near that.
Going to run 100 miles away
from
it.
Or you see the queue and you think, oh, what's going on over there? I want a bit.
No, I understand I want a bit.
But check what it is before.
No, I'll even go, this is good. Let's get in this queue. This looks exciting. I'll even give you 10 minutes. I'll even give you 10 minutes talking to your mate going, I wonder what it's for. After 20 minutes, you'd go and walk to the front of this queue and see what it is. Or ask the person behind you.
It's the queue for the biggest mugs. And we are the biggest. It's the mob mentality. It's just the I want to be part of something.
Yeah. Lemmings. That's what it is.
Yeah.
All the lemons. Right. This is a cracker, and this is it's the opposite of what happened here with Hollister. But listen to this. Hi, Nat. I remember being in Guildford Town Centre, and I came across a massive queue down to Waterstones, and I thought, I wonder who they're queuing for. I just joined the queue for hours, and it turned out it was for David Attenborough. I couldn't believe my luck. So that just shows you, you can get lucky because what a wonderful person
How
to meet.
How many hours?
She just put hours and hours. This is from Emma.
That's
hours
excellent.
And hours, and she couldn't believe her luck. So every cloud, maybe it is good to join the odd queue because you're going to get lucky.
You never know what's at the end of it.
But you still think someone else in the queue would answer the question if you went, what's this for?
Yeah, well, not everyone asks. People don't, again.
And also, a lot of people don't talk to each other. I mean, if me and Elia would have been in the queue for hours,
we'd have been
we would have been dancing with them. We would have found out their whole life.
Yeah. If you weren't hungover, you'd have had a lovely time in the Stussy queue.
I didn't talk to a soul in the Stussy queue. Not one person. Not even Eliza for an hour.
So that's it. That's what would have changed it for you, I think.
It was definitely the hangover, actually. Now I'm really thinking about it. I was bad. Bad.
David Attenborough.
What a wonderful person. Beautiful. Brilliant. I mean, of course he was in Guildford.
Yeah.
It's a lovely place, isn't it? It's a posh one. It's a good one. What other voice notes we got in?
Hi Nat, when a new branch of Wilko's opened up in the town centre, they were giving away free food mixers to the first 10 customers through the doors. So I queued for over an hour to be one of the first through, fighting a migraine and the urge to vomit all over my shoes.
Lovely.
I don't even bake, so I ended up giving the food mixer to my sister when I eventually got one.
The woman doesn't bake and she's queued for over an hour to get a food mixer.
But it's free.
Yeah. But she don't bake the lady.
Oh, that is, well, I love that.
Mind you, she gave it to her sister.
That's really sweet. I love that.
She gets to feel that excitement for the rest of her life that she was the first one in that Wilkinson's.
And she's got a story to tell.
I know.
This is the other thing. You've got a story to tell.
And so would the bloke in front of her. She would have been sick all over him with a migraine, throwing up everywhere all over the shop. But I get it. I get it. I just find it is fascinating.
It's so
the cures, the non-cures, why you do it. It is bloody brilliant.
This one's great.
Go on.
This one's from Catherine.
These are great, guys.
Hiya, Nat. My name's Catherine from Newcastle.
My favourite accent.
I love this idea. Anyway, you know when McDonald's closed down in lockdown for COVID? Well, me and my kids are massive, massive McDonald's fans. So the day that it was announced that McDonald's would be open, and I think, if I think remember rightly, it was open at 11 a.m. So me and the kids goes to the car at 8 o'clock in the morning, said it'll be chocker, it'll be crazy. It's a half an hour drive, let's just go now and we'll just chill on my phones till McDonald's opens. So off we go. We pull up to the car park where the drive through entrance is, and we sat there for 2.5 hours by ourselves. No other car joined us. When it opened, we got to the first window and they wanted to take our photos for the first people who came after the horrible lockdown. The kids were furious. Oh. I was embarrassed. It was just the worst moment, and I will never do it again.
Oh, do you know what?
I hope the McDonald's was worth it, though.
That story, and she's even put in the after, when I've put a message back saying, this is brilliant, Catherine, and she put, don't, my kids are so embarrassed and they're still livid with me. How bad is that, though?
Why? Aww. What's there to be livid about?
Because they didn't want a photo being like, oh, they were teenagers at the time.
And they wanted photos to put it in paper or something.
Put it in the press or something. Like the first people at the McDonald's drive-thru, they were livid.
The only people, not just the first people.
And they've queued all that time and there wasn't a need. They could have just got there at 10 to 11.
But here's a question. Right, you've got there at half eight. If there's no one there, would you not go home again? Mind you, it was COVID.
Well, yeah.
It was the end. What else you gonna do? Reopened.
You're there. You never know. You could leave and then it gets busy. That's the other thing. You've got all that to play in your mind.
What about a little, just coming up with another little thing. What about when the world went mad and there was no petrol?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, me and Jack queued.
Did you queue for?
Oh, so embarrassing. And I had no petrol.
No.
So I had to do it to get to work.
No,
but
I
nearly didn't make it because we had no petrol and we queued for about 2 hours.
And I think that was late on a Sunday night.
It was late. It was, or like a Thursday night. And I said to Jack,
we've got
to go tonight because I need to get to work tomorrow.
But that was mad.
Queued for hours. I mean, we queued outside Sainsbury's for an hour during lockdown just to grab a bit of dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I'd queue outside Londis up the road. For 40 minutes.
We queued everywhere. Although it was quite nice to get out, get some
fresh air. But yeah, the queuing scenario, but fancy that, McDonald's.
Oh, I love
thinking it's going to be absolutely so busy. Also, I love a Geordie accent, can I just say?
Yeah.
It makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel happy. Yes, it's just warm.
It's never really fazed me.
Geordie accent?
If I'm honest.
Fair dues.
Don't really do anything.
Really makes me feel comfort.
Yeah, it doesn't, sort of no negative, no positive for me. Just blank. In between, yeah.
Yeah. I love all accents. I think it's all lovely. They're all warm, different. I think, oh, it's amazing. And then I start thinking about, oh, what, why, you know. Why,
I do like an Irish accent.
Yeah, I love an Irish accent.
Do like
an I'd love to be able to do it properly.
That's Welsh, babe.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just can't do accents.
She aimed for Ireland and then stopped off.
Yeah, but if I had to think about it, look, you put me on the spot, that's why.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not a massive, if I'm watching something, I can sing in Irish, not in Gaelic, but if I'm singing like a chorus song or something, I sound Irish. Sort of. Yeah. Any other voice notes for us? Have we had the one I sent you that you've not heard yet? Because that is brilliant.
So we basically queued one night, literally overnight, for the Nintendo Wii on the night that it came out at Toys R Us at Lakeside. And while we were in the queue, a guy in a van drove towards Toys R Us, but he was so busy looking at how long the queue was that he drove his van up and on top of a barrier, which then went through his engine from underneath, and everyone just looked over him and was like, oh, poor man. But no one wanted to leave the queue to go and help him because we didn't want to lose our space while queuing for our Wii.
Fancy being so dedicated to getting your son a Nintendo Wii. Hello, Claire. Tell me, when you were queuing up for the Nintendo Wii...
Yes.
How many years ago?
Years ago when it came out.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't even... My two was probably too young to even use it, so it must have been... And they're like... 18 and 20 now.
Yeah,
so,
but what made you?
I don't even know when it first came. Well, we wanted it.
Oh, you wanted it?
It was for the kids.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Fine. Okay, good.
And word on the street was they were going to have a load of them at Toys R Us at Lakeside. So we were like, right. And then we heard that they were going to sleep outside and there was going to be queues. So we was like, right, we'll go really early. So we went like midnight.
Brilliant. This is 18 years ago, by the way.
I'm assuming it must have been then, yeah. When they first came out.
2006 it came out. I've just had a Google.
Oh, yeah. I must have been pregnant then.
No, that's what I'm saying. You didn't even have any bloody kids.
No. So my eldest was born in 2004 and my youngest was 2006, so I probably was pregnant.
Oh, you were buying it maybe 2004, you're buying it for the 18-month-old?
Yeah.
Because they love a computer game.
Of course. So, yeah, this is what we was... This was the pretense, anyway.
Yeah.
And then we went and queued up overnight.
Yeah.
And more and more people were sort of...
Sorry, I just need a bit, Claire, a bit more detail. When you say overnight, was it getting in the car? What sort of time? How long were you there for?
Oh, so we went... I think... Obviously, we are going back quite a few years.
No, sorry,
it was
around
midnight that we went... And it was opening 10 o'clock, maybe, 9, 10 o'clock, whatever day they opened. This was on a weekend.
Yeah.
So my mum had to come and sleep at my house. I remember that, to have the kids.
At least you got
a night
off. So it was
like a family, family affair. So me and my husband went. And, so we went to Lakeside at Toys R Us on the retail park.
Can you remember sort of where you were in the queue? Were you near the front? Or?
We was quite near the front.
Yeah.
I think it was probably maybe sort of 7 or 8 people.
Oh, you've had a result. You've had a result.
No, because we didn't know how many there was.
Yeah.
And then you know what they're like in the shops when they don't want to tell you. And they're like, oh, we don't really know. They did know, but they were like,
yeah, of course.
Oh, it could be, there could be 10, there could be like 100, we don't know.
Yeah.
So people were just, and there was more and more and more. By the end, they were queuing like there was hundreds of people.
Brilliant.
And yeah, and this poor guy
sort of turned up.
In maybe 3, 4, and started. You could see he was like driving and looking at the queue.
Just couldn't believe it.
Weighing up, shall I go and queue up or, and just was so busy queuing, looking at the queue that it's like the width restriction.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever been to the retail park at Lakeside. They've got that like that.
Yeah, I haven't. No, don't they all round and the black and yellow poles, the bollards, the black and yellow stripes.
And this bollard was on the middle bit, and how he done it, he just went up and then impaled his engine onto this bollard, but nobody got out of the queue. Like, everybody just looked and were like, oh,
isn't that terrible?
But all looked at each other like, is anyone going? I'm not going.
Oh, that's
like, and then this went on for hours.
You're all just
and
looking.
He had to wait for the AA to come.
He just
got out and was holding his hands, his head in his hands. Like, what have I done? And afterwards, I said to my husband, really, we should have said, like, gone over and said to him, like, you've gone through all this, mate. Do you want me to? No one.
Well, all I was going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't going to make you feel bad, but I was going to say you wouldn't lose your space because there were two of you.
No one was losing their space, and this man had no engine and no Wii.
Did Toys R Us give him a Wii?
No one. I don't think they even were aware of it because this was still like in the dark.
The early hours.
We were just outside. Yeah. And had one guy that was kind of wandering up and down from Toys R Us at one point who was kind of fueling the rumours of how many there were.
Is that not Jeffrey?
Was that not Jeffrey? It wasn't Jeffrey. Unfortunately. But we got our Wii.
Oh, well, that's good. Where's the Wii now? I bet you put it on vintage.
I have no idea, but I do sometimes still get the urge, because the Mario I was obsessed with.
Yeah.
And to the point where I'd take, when the kids were a bit older and when Mario, the platform one came out, I used to take them to a school and then I used to just come home and play
all day.
Mario all day and
so
complete the whole game. And sometimes I do think now, I wonder if my mum-in-law's still got away, and I do think I might go and nick that.
Why don't you get yourself a thingy, a Nintendo, what's it called?
Switch.
The Switch.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'd like that as
no,
much.
You would, because it's got all the Mario games on it. I think you would.
Is it a platform? Is it got the platform games? If it's the platform games.
Oh, it's got all of them.
Elliot's very, very good with games.
I'm confident it will. Yeah, I'm very
it's
confident.
Definitely got Mario Kart.
Like
I've got
Mario
that.
Kart with all the potholes at the minute anyway in Essex.
Oh, don't even go there.
Yeah,
please.
But, I might do that. I might have a
whereabouts are you in Essex, Claire?
Burnham on Crouch.
I'm only asking because when it came up when we phoned you, it said that you're a baker.
Yes,
do cakes and that.
I do, yes.
Can I keep your number
cottage,
in case
cottage
I need...
Cottage Cakery Essex.
Fantastic. Yes. Right, shout out to Cottage Cakery Essex.
Thanks, yes. And if you want a cake, you know where I am.
I'm gonna save your number in my phone and I'll let you know when the next big birthday is.
That's it, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for the chat.
You're more than welcome. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Fancy being in a queue.
No, that is excellent.
And someone having a crash and you're not going outside the queue because you desperately want the wee. But I actually get that
I get it, but the point is you could have split up and...
Yeah, but you know what would happen? I'll tell you what would happen. You'd be in the queue with two people and when you are that fixed on something and there's a lot of people, it would cause... Someone would get out and then some nosy person behind would be like, no, he can't rejoin.
He can't rejoin.
You'd have a punch-up with someone. Yeah. So I get why everyone sort of stays in the lane that they're in.
That is brilliant.
So to speak.
Does a lovely cake though, Claire.
Does she? You having a look? Lovely. We'll keep her in the phone book.
Joanie would like that Only Fools mum.
So would I. That's lovely.
Call her for cakes. Don't call her for help with your engine if you crash into a bollard.
Absolutely. Unless you need 24 muffins pronto.
Unless you can fill the impalement with muffins.
Icing sugar. Buttercream.
Brilliant.
Oh, brilliant. Love, Claire. This is my final favourite of the voice notes about queuing. So let's have a little listen to this one.
Hi, Nat. Just seen your message on Instagram about queuing. I think it was in the late 90s. 97, 98. Do you remember the Teletubbies?
Sure do.
I didn't queue. I sent my brother... 4 o'clock in the morning outside Toys R Us in Ipswich, queuing for a Teletubby for my little boy. And I think he got in the shop about 10 o'clock. I wasn't his favourite person at the end of it. So my moral is don't queue yourself, send someone else. Keep doing what you're doing, girl, because it's brilliant. Can't wait for the podcast.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
That's lovely.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Ali.
And what a great brother you've got.
Can you imagine your brother doing that? He would.
No, he would not.
I think he would.
No way.
I think Don would.
What a lovely brother.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
No, what I was writing last night. I'll tell you something. This is doing my brain in this podcast. I'm becoming obsessed. I'm obsessed with it.
It's good. It's good to be obsessed.
Well, I don't know if it is good.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on. No, it is good. It is good. I just want it to be good. So anyway, I'm trying to do the best I can with the podcast. Mm. I want to get the listeners in. I want people to voice note me. So I did a lovely Instagram story about the queuing and whatever that we've been chatting about. Do the story, I say, yeah, send me your voice notes, send me your messages on this number and post the number up. Now, usually, I know I haven't done many yet, but within 5 minutes, there's maybe two or three that have popped up on the business WhatsApp.
Easy.
Nothing comes up, nothing. That's a bit weird. Look at the time, I think, oh, just maybe, whatever, go about my business. Look again about 20 minutes later, I think no one likes this. Everyone's actually now fed up that I'm going, post a message, do a voice note. And no one's actually getting back to me now because I'm thinking, how is this podcast going to work if no one gets back to me? Go on to my direct messages. I think, oh, maybe people have messaged me. Emma Morris, makeup artist, kindly DM me and put, hi, is that number correct? Because the profile image is of a lovely young couple and I don't really want to bombard the wrong person with a ramble. Well, oh my God, I've gone back. I've gone,
Your heart sink?
Yeah, but no, it just started pounding. I've gone onto my thing, clicked my picture. I've put the wrong number on there. I've put the wrong number on. Now I'm thinking.
She's had a nightmare.
So I've deleted it, immediately deleted the story. And then I thought, oh, but no, I need people, voice notes for the queuing thing. And I thought, everyone's going to hate it. Anyway, gone back on, done another story. Obviously, me being me, I've said, oh, I've made a mistake. I've put a thing up. Well, I've had people going, oh, I hope they're not Coronation Street fans. Oh, I'd hate that. I'd hate that if I had a bombardment of messages come through. Anyway, I did have some nice ones. I mean, Lynn put, can't you ring the number that you plastered all over Instagram? Loads of people, can't you ring it? Can't you ring it? But yesterday I just put, oh, no, I'm scared to ring it. But I think now with the support of you two, I'm going to ring it.
To re-record your message, press hash at any time.
Hi, I was just going to leave you a voicemail to say it's Natalie Cassidy here. And I posted your number accidentally on Instagram yesterday. And I just wanted to apologise if you've received lots and lots of really weird messages about queuing and waiting in queues for a long time. So I sincerely just send this to you to say I'm really, really sorry. And if you did want to get hold of me, we've got nearly the same number, which is why this happened. It's 07788209019, which is why I put your number on. So I am really, really sorry. But if you did want to get in touch, drop us a line and maybe we can have a chat about what messages you got, because you could have got some nice ones that I need. All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
So now you've just added to their list of messages.
I have, yeah. But at least I've apologised.
The phone's off. Maybe they've got rid of the phone.
Maybe it's gone
so crazy that they've just got the phone.
And just smashed it to bits. I feel really, really bad.
Or imagine that's like a work phone and he gets really important calls and email and like the phone's constantly going in.
What if he's a heart surgeon or something?
Added to that.
What if he's got an amazing job? And I've done something, I've ruined his... Or whatever, I don't know. Maybe there's a scenario where he used to fancy me when he was a young boy and she hates me.
Yep.
And she's thinking that he's in touch with me somehow because all stuff about Natalie's come up. You just don't know. I mean, it could be anything. But I think the main thing would be they just can't stand me.
No, I don't think so. I reckon they're on holiday or something. Their phone's off.
Can you imagine if they come back from holiday with all that?
But maybe who turns their phone off anymore?
A lot of people do for relaxing time, especially if you're a high flyer. Seriously, can't believe it. But listen to this. I'm not the only one that's done this. I'm not the only one that's done this, right? Vonnie's got four kids and she said she gives out the wrong date of birth every time she goes to the GP for one of her kids. She can't remember them. But she has got four kids.
Just make it up as you go along. That one.
Even I've only got two and sometimes I think, oh, hang on, I've got to think about it.
I can't ever remember Jack's birthday.
Go for it.
2nd of May.
Is it the 2nd?
Yeah, it is. But I really have to think.
I've got a really big problem.
I've got a lot better with that.
I forget my best friend Sophie's birthday every year. And it's not that I know it's around April. I believe it's about the 26th of April, 27th. I've even gone back on my WhatsApp messages. But she's 40 this year. She's a big 4-0.
Okay, so she might make a bit of a song and dance up and...
No, she won't, that's the thing. But it's not because
Why is she not on my Facebook?
Is she on Facebook? But she doesn't, she's very... just so laid back she can fall over. But last year, her sister Ellie messaged me. Sophie had come in the morning to pick something up. I'd gone, yeah, lovely, see
you. Yeah, you said.
And Ellie put, oh, do you know it's Sophie's birthday today? Oh, she's one of my best friends. I mean, we're going to organise to go out as couples and we're going to do something really special, so I'm not going to forget it. But I still, to this minute, don't know the date.
Yeah, I can't find it.
It was around the time my dad died, so it's my dad's anniversary, right? 24th of April, that is. She had my daughter around the time all of that happened for me, right? So I also know that it's either about the 26th, maybe. It could be the day after, the 25th. But I think that time in my head is a bit of a chaotic, mad time, which is why I haven't got it imprinted in my brain. But anyway.
You've been making up excuses.
No, I'm not. Fair enough. Honestly, that's what it is.
We know a baker that can sort you out, though, now.
Oh, she can do me a lovely cake for her.
Yeah. And we'll just vaguely give it to her.
Nah, just two turn days up. Early. Just turn up. I really want Sophie to come on here soon. She's one of the funniest people, the driest people I know, but she's a bit shy. I've just got to coax her into it. But
yeah, she's great.
She's great. What it needs to be a late night one, where she's had a glass of wine because she's a cracker. Listen to this one.
Crackhead.
We've got to do a late night one because she's struggling heroin addict. She's a crackhead. So you've got to get her on late and just coax her in with some coke her in. This is funny, right? Now, Rachel Curran on Instagram, she sent me a message. She said her and her mate, when they worked for an insurance company, her mate was giving out a number to deal with all the insurance policies, but the digits were wrong and she was actually giving customers a sex line to call. So listen, could have been worse.
Had an emergency. I'll do with your emergency. Yeah. What's your emergency?
But it was only a digit or two out. This is what I mean.
Yeah, nice.
It is easily done. And this one is my favourite, which I shall end with. And we need to try and find this on YouTube. Amanda got in touch with me and said, Patrick Keelty gave out Christine Bleakley's number live on The One Show. We need to find it.
No.
And apparently she was absolutely livid.
Yeah.
I've got to find it. Hi, Nat. I once sent a very saucy text to my mum, my lovely mum. I didn't realise until she texted me back saying, it's nice to know you love your husband. Mortified I was. Oh. Old Sandra, getting saucy Sandra.
That is very good.
Oh,
I sort of want to know what she said.
Yeah, anyway. Let's just text her and go, what did it say?
Not for the pod, but just so we can...
No, I'll put it on the pod. What did it say? Come and San. Don't be shy. What did it say? Send me a voice note. Come on. Oh, blue tick. She's online.
Oh, wow.
Oh, saucy Sandra. She's even put what I like is she's put text to my mum. Lovely mum. With like her head, the emoji with the hand up on the forehead. Oh, it'd be funny if she comes back to us. But yeah, look, the moral of the story is people do stuff, you know. People make mistakes.
But you do actually...
Sandra's having a type-up. Oh, no, she's stopped. I wonder what she's thinking. What's she doing here? Writing an essay?
She's writing a sex
essay. I mean, she really thought about that message she sent.
Oh, don't. Comes through. Full porno video.
Oh, imagine she puts like, all the details. Oh, no, like, don't. Really close.
Oh, my goodness me.
Lovely mum. Oh, bless her. Lovely, lovely mum.
Well, let's see if it comes through. Bless her heart. I was just going
to... Bless her filthy, filthy heart.
Well, Alison McDonald, who I've not spoken about, right? She said, this whole disaster has made me laugh so much today, so thank you. Really needed a chuckle. Hope you find them and that they have a sense of humour about it. And I put, thanks, Alison. Last night, 20 to 12, And by I mean most of Insta, need an update on whether you have found the person whose number you shared. I imagine there are many more people than me who are invested in this absolute debacle. Completely accidental comedy genius. And then I've put, at 8 o'clock this morning, still trying to find it, can't believe it, might have to ring them. She's put, half two, keep me posted. I've then sent her a voice note to say, let's have a chat. Ignored me, half four now.
Yeah, some people are at work.
Some people have busted my balls all day yesterday and now they've not got back to me. Honestly.
We're going to hunt them down.
One of Mark's friends, Alex, has sent me this on Instagram. I gave my number to Mark and he now doesn't leave me alone. I'm like his new best friend ever. Oh, he's a funny one. I think people get a bit shy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
course.
Once, you know, I've got in touch with them, they think, oh, bloody hell, you know.
Yeah, no,
I've got to do something. I think it's different when they're just...
Is she typing still?
Nope. No, she's gone.
Maybe she sent it to the wrong person.
She sent it to her mum again.
Brilliant. Well, on that note, I don't want any more queuing and I don't want any more traffic. I think my queuing days are well over. Can't believe she's gone.
Maybe she got embarrassed.
Oh.
She probably got into the real details.
Shall I just send her a question mark?
No.
Sandra?
No, she'll send it in her own time.
Okay. Yeah, she's been off now for 5 minutes. Who knows? Her kids could be...
Yeah, something could have
happened. Anything could have happened. Someone could have impaled themselves on a bollard outside her house. She could be queuing up for the toilet or something. Oh, it's been funny. It's been a good week this week. I've really enjoyed myself.
Me too.
Apart from the queuing and apart from the traffic. So I wanted to just thank everybody for getting in touch. It has been a laugh this week. Hopefully we'll find a couple whose phone that I've completely bombarded with ridiculous messages from strangers. And yeah, I'll see you next week. Thanks so much. Make sure you like it and make sure you subscribe to it and tell your friends. Have a lovely week, guys. See ya.